But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
So we'll continue that. We're going to look for the best players we can get. It doesn't mean, okay, we didn't have a true number one, so we don't want that. No, we still want good players, but we'll always want it to be as selfless of a group as you know as possible.
It's funny, both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott kind of poo-poo the notion of a number one wide receiver. They just don't want that tag or that label on a player that they bring in.
Well, also, I mean, if I'm Khalil Shakir, if I'm any of these guys that's working toward, why would you kind of, like, aren't I kind of working toward that as
yeah,
well?
Am I not your number one option?
Right, yeah, right. So let's just kind of not go down that road. I get it.
Yeah. Dan Fates, 13 Web Sports, Buffalo Plus, always good with his time to join us here in the sports bar on a Thursday afternoon. And Dan, we've got a lot to recap from Sunday's loss to everything that we heard today in what seemed like a longer than normal amount of time given by both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott as they explain away another disappointing end of the season.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes combined between both Bean and McDermott. The Bills head PR guy kind of joked around saying we got as much time with Bean as we wanted. He was in no rush, and us in the media took full advantage of that, asking him pretty much everything about – the big thing to me was the narrative that this team can't win the big one, and the reality of that. While also, what I think people need to do is put some perspective into that, because that decision, wins and losses, aren't just solely in a vacuum, guys.
Yeah, Dan Fates, 13 Win Buffalo Plus, our guest there. You heard Brandon Bean talking about kicking down the door. The overall impression here, Dan, was I don't think there are going to be any big changes, including on the coaching staff. Are you a little surprised that Matthew Smiley will be coming back?
Yeah, a little bit surprised. I thought the special teams was not great this year, and I think that's putting it lightly. I thought that could be something that they could make an adjustment. It seemed like one time a game there was, whether it was a kick return error or a punt return error or something like that, and we heard them talk about it all the time, and they're right. These games come down to one play here or there. The Bills special teams I thought wasn't great, so I was a little bit surprised at that. As to the point of bringing some, you know, quote-unquote, running it back. Obviously, they need to make some decisions on Mac Hollins. When do you extend James Cook and Khalil Shakir? Some of those other moves, Rasul Douglas. Brandon Bean said, you know, I kind of asked him, like, how do you process this? I understand as fans, as us in the media, as radio talk show hosts, it is very emotional. We live in the moment, like, but we don't run an NFL team. And so Bean was kind of saying, he's like, yeah, the loss from the AFC Championship game, it's still raw. He's still too emotional. He's got to try and come down off that before he starts making objective decisions on what's best for this team, because he doesn't want to make anything rash right now.
We get that, and I would imagine that there are opportunities to add a couple of guys on both sides of the ball that could be viewed as difference makers this upcoming season. I guess
the salary cap. The salary cap. Did you hear about this thing?
Tell me about the salary cap, Dan. I thought it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about it. It's not real.
National myth.
Yes, it's not real. It's like fairies and things like that. It is not real. Just ask the Philadelphia Eagles, who have, I think, every single position player is paid in the top five in their position group. But Brandon Bean loves to talk about it. He says, once again, he doesn't expect them to be big spenders in free agency like once they did again. And I thought what was interesting was he pointed out that he doesn't believe that this team is one player away, and he doesn't believe that's a good mindset either. He said that's a dangerous mindset to be in, to quote Bean there, because of what it can do for you and kind of hampering you and going all in. To that, which I kind of laughed, because they went and got Von Miller, and maybe that was when you learned that you're not one player away and things can happen because of it. But that's what Bean says, because as all GMs like to say, the salary cap and more of the salary cap.
Yeah, Dan, I honestly, if we had the time, we could go back to each one of these Brandon Bean season-ending press conferences. It's the same thing every year, not talking about not going for big swings, not the salary cap. It's a thing where, okay, but then all of a sudden you do go for a Von Miller, and you might, like, honestly, Dan, I just think it's a strategy that Brandon Bean is going to employ. Let's lower the fan base's expectations, and I don't want to telegraph any move that I potentially might have in the works.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And look, that's all about playing the narrative and tempering expectations, like you said. But I think that you'd be a fool to look at this roster and say, like, oh, let's just roll the football back out and do it again. I keep going back to the point, and you can talk about X's and O's, and we can talk about defense and where they were in the AFC Championship game, and did they do enough, and all these things. My biggest takeaway was that in the biggest plays in the AFC Championship game, on third down, Josh Allen was looking at Mac Hollins, who was coming up with big plays. That's all that you need to know about what this team needs to do. I thought Brandon Bean was very honest with his critique, I guess I'd call it, of Keon Coleman, saying that he wished he would have finished the season stronger, that he wished he would have recovered from the injury better than what he did. He didn't see the physicality from Coleman afterwards. And Sean McDermott kind of said the same thing. Yeah, he didn't have his best stuff at the end of the season. They pointed out that Dalton Kincaid, who wildly underachieved this year, both of them unprompted, that he pretty much needs to get in the gym, that he needs to get stronger so that he can make a difference next year, so that he can stay on the field. Also, I'd like to point out that Dalton Kincaid didn't lose weight. I don't know why this offseason he would need to work out, when that could have been a point of emphasis last year.
Yeah.
Because Dalton Kincaid didn't change anything. So I guess those are the two I thought that were answers that stood out to me, guys, about players and kind of evaluating where, you know, some of their most recent first-round draft picks stand currently.
Yeah, and it's funny, you mentioned Kincaid needing to bulk up. I would put Cole Bishop in that category as well, because you see him out there and he appears a little bit slight, but if he does bulk up a little bit, you could certainly see a world where he makes those kind of impactful plays that you see a Cooper DeJean make as a rookie in Philadelphia. I just wonder if they alter their draft strategy at all, Dan, and find more guys that need less of this bulking up or less of this development, and they can actually come in and be meaningful contributors from day one. And they've all contributed, but I'm saying meaningful contributions, meaning you're out there and you're making plays and you're starting games. And yeah, you might screw something up, but you're going to learn from that mistake. We see Philadelphia do it brilliantly. We see Kansas City do it brilliantly. I don't think it's a mistake that these two teams are in the Super Bowl. They get the most out of their young players early in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, look at the last three Bills first round or first picks in the draft, and they have been disappointments. I don't think that there's anything to that. And you look on the other side of the ball in Kansas City, and Xavier Worthy, outside of James Cook and the quarterbacks, was the best player on the field and making differences, and where Keon Coleman was not a factor at all. And then you look at Dalton Kincaid. There's your first-round pick. I'm not saying it's an easy catch. I've heard everybody that is – and their mother talk about that play and what protection could have done and what they should have known and how they could have changed it. I understand all that, and that's all great insight, and it's fascinating to see the level of chess that is played at that high of level of football between Spags, Josh Allen, and all that stuff. I don't care, because once the ball is snapped, and the ball is thrown by Josh, which was an unbelievable play, Dalton Kincaid's got to make a play. That's the difference, is that you have guys in Kansas City like Juju Smith-Schuster making plays, and you have go down the list of last year was Chris Jones that got just enough of Josh Allen to break up what would have been a touchdown, you know, to rush him. Game-changing plays. That's where I think you're talking about danger, is the fact of finding some of those guys that can make impactful plays on a game-in and game-out basis, which is what the Chiefs have, whether it's Jones, McDuffie, or, you know, Xavier Worthy. They just find guys that are the difference makers. That's what I think the Bills need to find, and they haven't been able to do that in their recent first-round draft picks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Well, the Bills do have a little extra capital this year, Dan. 2 second-round picks. You have the first round pick. Are you in favor of the Rams?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I am too, because honestly, whoever you draft at number 30, I believe that's where the Bills are picking, they're not going to be as good, you figure, as, you know, bring in the established veteran you're trading for.
Yeah. Everybody loves draft picks until they become players. I don't know, like I said, I was reminded when I said the day after the draft, Jen and I were on Buffalo Plus, and we were saying, if the Chiefs call you, hang up the phone. And everybody then said, but you got a third-round pick back. I don't care. Like, everybody loves, ooh, a third-round pick. Ooh, we've got 2 second-round picks. Like, okay, that's great. And sometimes second-round picks never see the field. And sometimes second-round picks turn out to be all pro, like Chris Jones. It is what it is. I would love to trade some of those picks and get proven players that can make an impact, whether it's a Max Crosby, whether investing in that to make difference makers, like you're talking about. You want to try and find a difference maker in a draft? It's an imperfect science, scouting, all of these things. Sometimes you hit and you get Josh Allen, and sometimes you miss and you get Kyrie Elam. So you look at it from that angle, I would be aggressive to make sure I got somebody that I knew would be a difference maker, because that is what the Bills lack when it comes against the Kansas City Chiefs. Bean has done a phenomenal job of building 1 through 53 on a roster. I think he does a phenomenal job at that. But the top 5 to 10 guys on their roster, they're not anywhere close to the Chiefs. The Chiefs are better there And guess what? Depth can win you a division title. I don't think depth wins you a championship. And that's why the Chiefs are going for three in a row.
Dan, when you look at the list of unrestricted free agents, when you look at extension candidates, I know it was brought up to Brandon Bean as far as whether or not you extend Josh this offseason, and there's a lot that remains to be seen there. If you're Brandon Bean, what are you prioritizing first? Are you trying to lock down some of these outgoing free agents that might be able you might be able to get at a value? Do you look at guys like Benford or Shakir, James Cook, Josh Allen? I mean, like, which direction do you go if you're Brandon Bean in terms of trying to figure out just how much money you're going to be playing with once you have these extensions in place?
Yeah, Bean gave a little bit of a hint at that, talking about you only get so much time with the undrafted free agents before you go to the combine, and then everybody's talking, even though it's illegal to be talking. So you're talking about a guy like a Ty Johnson, a Mac Hollins, and some of those guys. And then I think my direction would be to reward James Cook for the season that he's had, the development that you have seen in him, along with a guy like Christian Benford and then Khalil Shakir. Josh is gravy. Josh to me is like, if you need money at the ATM, you can go and do it. Because you can restructure his deal, move money around, and all of a sudden you got more cap space to go do something else. So Josh isn't any rush to get restructured, in my opinion. It can free up space for you to go make a move, but I wouldn't rush to do Josh right away. I would try and take care of the I really would like Mac Hollins back in Buffalo. I know he's been a journeyman. I don't know where exactly, again, priorities between playing time, fit, culture, money, all of those things factor in. And a guy like Ty Johnson would be the ones I'd look at first.
Dan, you brought up Cook. And last question for me on what happened Sunday night. Where was he on that last drive? I mean, was he hurt? Nope. If he's not, it's kind of egregious that he wasn't on the field for that drive.
So he wasn't hurt. We clarified that with Sean McDermott today, or he goes, not that I was aware of. Now, listen. This is where I think people, and maybe I guess this is where I criticize Joe Brady a little bit and some of his inexperience going up against Spags. This, you know, Bill Strait's like, I can't believe this didn't happen. What is Sean doing? I don't think, first of all, I don't think Sean's on the headset saying, hey, Joe, get James Cook off the field. Let's set that first. Now, second, the Bills did in Kansas City what they had done all season long. They stood true to who they were, which is what they told us before the Denver game in the playoffs and what they told us they would do before the Baltimore game. We're not going to do anything different. We are who we are. In obvious passing downs, Ty Johnson has been the running back. He's better in pass protection, and Ty's also earned that right with the plays that he has made. Like, this wasn't like throwing, you know, a nobody out there that can't do it. Ty's earned that job of being the third down back and the obvious passing back in passing downs to the Bills. So that's why it went that way. Now, I think if Joe Brady looks back, maybe another year of experience, goes, hey, I know this is our formation, this is our package, but we got to get our hot hand on the field. And in that case, I think that's the learning experience from it. But it wasn't shocking to me. This wasn't anything out of the ordinary, just like the QB sneaks, guys. Like, the Bills have run that play the same way all season long. Am I surprised that they didn't have a wrinkle in it? No, that's what they've done, and they stuck to that. And honestly, guys, if I think they started doing something differently on the third or fourth attempt and they didn't get it and they ran some toss play, we'd all be going, I can't believe they didn't try and sneak him again, even though he'd already been stopped twice. It's a lose-lose situation for Sean McDermott, and that's where it just comes down to they made plays and the Bills didn't execute it. It's that simple. I don't think that Sean McDermott's at any major fault. I don't think Joe Brady is. He has always been the guy that will run the same play until you've proven you can stop it. And I've applauded him for that. He has kept it simple all season long. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Well, it appears as if everybody's back in, as far as the coaching staff is concerned, Brady removing his name from consideration in New Orleans. So if indeed it is Brady returning, if indeed Babich is your defensive coordinator, McDermott, Smiley, everybody's back. I mean, I guess there's a positive to be seen there. Smiley, we could kind of like roll our eyes a little bit and hope that maybe he does get better. But, man, you get to the AFC Championship game with two first-time coordinators in these roles. And, you know, I think there is a lot of growing that's still going to happen here over the course of time with these two guys. But you have to be encouraged at minimum at what seasons they both put together.
If I would have told you guys that when we were at Fisher – in August, and I said this team's going to play for an AFC championship game. They're going to be in Kansas City down 3 with 3 minutes to go.
We take it.
And we... I'm not so sure about that. You take it. Yeah. Mike always talks about it all the time. The great Hall of Fame Mike Catalana that says everybody views the Bills for their 4 Super Bowl losses as some giant failure. It's a massive accomplishment to win 4 AFC championships to begin with. So I think that maybe when a little bit more time passes, you will start to see that this team that was led by Mac Hollins in receiving touchdowns and kind of a revolving cast on the defense and no real impact players of rookies, that this team overachieved. Now, it doesn't make it sting any less right now because you were right there, but the Bills aren't losing to random team after random team in the postseason. They are losing to Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. Okay, like they are beating the Lamar Jacksons in the playoffs, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Denver Broncos, the Colts. Sean has done what he's supposed to do. It just stinks that it always ends up being a generational run that we are witnessing by the Kansas City Chiefs. I wholeheartedly believe the Bills do not have a head coaching problem. They have a Chiefs problem, which is what the rest of the NFL is dealing with as well.
Dan Fates, 13 Wham Buffalo Plus. So explain to us now what happens as we shift into down offseason mode here with Buffalo Plus.
Never stops. We got a podcast today talking about Bean and McDermott's press conferences. That'll be up Friday morning for everybody, wherever you guys listen to your podcast, as well as on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We will spend a little bit of time to rest and recover, and then Mike and I will be heading to Indy in about a month for the NFL Combine, which we'll talk again with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you giving us some time. I know it's been a long day there listening to Bean and McDermott for the last few hours, and thanks for kind of putting a cap on it for us here in the sports bar. Let's talk again next week.
Always, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. There's Dan Fates, 13 Wham Sports, Buffalo Plus, where you can check out his work on YouTube. And also, while you're on YouTube, check out The Fan Rochester, our channel where we stream live every day. Like and subscribe while you're there. We're a nice little compliment piece to what they do there at Buffalo Plus. We appreciate that. We got to take a break. We got to come back, and we'll get more from Orchard Park with Alex Brasky, our buddy. Batavia Daily News, Bill's Digest. We'll get his thoughts.
Yeah, and with everything going on, we haven't had time to take your calls. So if you called last hour, call us right now. 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
Oh, good point, Gino. And by the way, if you're caller 5 right now, let's give you a free pair of tickets to see Train. Train is coming back to CMAC. Train with special guest Edwin McCain. This is August 8th at CMAC. It's courtesy of The Bowery Presents. And your tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. You can win a free pair before you can buy them right now. If you're caller 5, 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.